going back to that controversy over GAA Go, the subscription service run by the GAA and RTE, with Cork fans annoyed that they will have to pay to see all but one of their county's Munster Championship matches next year. The fee to watch all games on GAA Go is €79, with a €10 discount for subscriptions taken out before the end of the year. Individual games cost €12 or €24 for three. The Thánaiste, the Micheál Martin, was among those criticising the service, saying it would limit the number of people who could watch hurling. Others have argued that the cost is prohibitive for the less well-off, that it discriminates against those with poor broadband, and the GAA Go can be difficult to access for some older people. Nat O'Connor of Age Action says 3 in 10 older people are not online and are therefore being socially excluded as a result of digital-only services like GAA Go.
Well, the risk is, if somebody is digitally excluded, they'll become socially excluded. Because if somebody can't access the match, and if they can't buy a ticket with cash at the gate of the match, as they're used to doing, they may just, you know, quietly withdraw and simply not go to the match, but also not see the match on television. And that's a terrible shame, because it's a really important part of society that people can take part in sports, that they can see the same sports as others they might be meeting and talking to and be part of that, you know, whole community event. And for an older person who might not be able to travel to a match, being able to watch it on the television or hear it on the radio is also important. And if there's barriers put in place, such as a thing being on the internet that they can't access, that, you know, that has an effect of be cutting them out. And it's just not acceptable that the 3 in 10 older persons not using the internet should be cut out in this way. So we need to put in place the provisions so that they can develop the digital skills and take part.
Many of us now pay for subscription services like Netflix. Why can't older people?
Well, in this case, it's not just about paying for the service. I mean, there is the issue of affordability. If you're on the state pension, and we know half of people rely on the state pension, older people rely on it for most of their income in older age. As a result, they're not in a position to pay for a broadband subscription and Netflix subscription and any other thing. You know, they're on a low fixed income. And so these things are difficult to afford. And the state has recognised that with the free TV licence, for example. But the free TV licence is only going to get you so far if things start moving beyond behind paywalls.
And that was Nat O'Connor of Age Action talking to our reporter, Kieran Dineen. We can talk now to Alan Milton, who's the GAA's Director of Communications. Good morning.
Morning, Rachel.
How do you respond to the argument made by Micheál Martin and others, including Donalogh Cusack, that this is limiting the number of people who can watch hurling?
Well, you've touched upon it yourself with Pádraig. When we have a condensed season, as we do, and we have one free-to-air partner, the choice is pretty stark. Either these games go on to GAA Go or they're not available whatsoever. And in fairness to RTE, on the weekends in question when the Cork games are on GAA Go, Cork are showing Clare versus Limerick. For game number 2, they're showing Limerick versus Tipperary, followed by Galway v Kilkenny. And for the third weekend, they're showing 2 provincial finals on the Sunday. So it simply comes down to a matter of slots. And when we went to the marketplace, Rachel, there was one free-to-air broadcast partner to emerge. And in that scenario, the only other alternative for the GAA was to put its energies into GAA Go, which we think has been a massive success and has brought a degree of flexibility to how and when we show our games that previously we simply didn't have. We also believe, Rachel, and I have to say, the value for money on the season passes, I don't believe is available anywhere else in any other sporting code for established games. It's €181 per game for the early board, and it's €2 and 8 cents.
And yet, as we heard Nat O'Connor say there, for those on restricted income, you know, it might just be too much.
Yeah, and this will be a challenge because how people consume sport is changing. Linear TV is not the only destination anymore, and for that reason, there are going to be challenges. But we have tried to be as creative as possible in so far that we've made club passes available for our clubs for €150. There's a discount for GAA members as well, 10% discount. So we oversaw a full review after being in with the Oireachtas last year, and we think we've made amendments and other additional offerings to the package this year.
Right, so you have made some changes.
We have indeed. And there's a midweek offering now as well. It's not just a weekend offering. There'll be in match clips as well available. And there's one less game in the Munster Hurling Championship this year on GAA compared to last year.
All right. You were saying there that there is no alternative as things stand because of the way that the championship is currently structured. But are there not ways in which games could be on free-to-air television? For instance, could they not be shown on the RTE news channel? Was that ever considered?
Well, the GAA has a couple of revenue streams, Rachel, that helps fuel the organisation and expansion. So it wouldn't make any sense to give our media rights away for free. We don't have an Olympic Council. We don't have FIFA. We don't have UEFA. We have to maximise our games.
But isn't the GAA supposed to be different? I mean, your slogan says, where we all belong.
It is supposed to be different, Rachel. But if you're building stadiums in Belfast, Newbridge, Waterford and Dundalk and in Meath, you simply have to pay your bills and you have to plan for the future. So it's not realistic to think that you would give your media rights away for free. There's 31 games going to be on RTE. There'll be 300 games shown this year. If you watched the football and the hurling last weekend, it was a veritable feast. We had 2 games on Saturday, we had 3 games on Sunday. It just seems to be the focus lies in early April or mid-April when our championship season's at its most condensed period.
So from what you're saying there, to an extent at least, this is about making money.
That's not our raison d'etre. I want to be very, very clear about that. But we simply have to maximise. If we want to do the things we want to do and we want to grow and we want to put coaches into schools and clubs, the GAA has to be commercially savvy. It's not the reason we exist, but it absolutely makes sense that we get value for our money. And I think we'd have a case to answer to our members if we didn't have that approach.
So you wouldn't then consider something like going to RTE and saying, why don't we put some of these games on something like the news channel so that more people could watch them?
Well, I'm not sure if you've put any of these questions to RTE, Rachel, but there are production values and costs around that, and I'm not sure if RTE will be able to pick that cost up in the current climate, or indeed any other climate.
People over the age of 70, as we heard Nat O'Connor saying there, they don't have to pay for the TV licence. Should they also get free access to GAA Go?
I'm not sure how the mechanic for that would work. But I definitely think the GAA won't be found wanting. If there's a feasible mechanic that government wants to discuss with us, we're happy to look at all options, as we did over the closed season. But I think we're very keen to see that our GAA clubs will become hubs for people to go and watch the games. You well know that we're absolutely a participation sport. Next to nine is a spectator sport. We never will show every game. That's not where we're coming from. We want people to go to the games where possible. Needless to say, that will not always be possible. People won't be in a position to travel. And to that end, we try and make as many games, as I've already alluded to, almost 300 games in 2024 will be available to watch, either streamed. The vast majority, 85% of them, will be free to air. But for certain parts of our season, and we are still in the early stages of getting used to what is a new season, there are going to be pinch points. And this is one such pinch point in relation to the Cork games.
RTE had the first pick of games. They didn't pick Cork versus Waterford, Cork versus Clare or Cork versus Limerick. So if people in Cork are angry this morning, should they be angry with RTE?
Well, in fairness to RTE, I think it's very, very difficult to ignore the allure of the All-Ireland 400-row champions, Limerick, and that's what it comes down to. There are only so many free-to-air slots. When we went to the marketplace last time, there weren't any other credible alternatives for us to do. So I think showing these games on GAA Go shows that we're serious in trying to provide an alternative. But the other alternative, Rachel, is that they wouldn't be shown at all, and I don't think that's a scenario worth contemplating.
All right. Alan Milton, Director of Communications with the GAA. Thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.